found that Asian names raise a teacher's expectations, so Le Chang works better than LaShawn, apparently.
Wow.
Arm & Hammer, where are you?
And while the White House was under its first red alert since 9/11, while Laura and Nancy were in the basement and Cheney was in his undisclosed location, President Bush continued to pedal his bicycle through the woods in suburban Maryland. While people ran from the Capitol because police had told them to, President Bush remained in the dark about the incident for an hour. The White House says the Secret Service held off on informing the president.
Stupid president.
They said because the president was in no imminent danger, so really no reason to disturb him.
Yeah, no need to let him know that there's a biological weapon coming to the Capitol.
People in the White House, the Supreme Court, and Congress, meanwhile, were told by police, run, a plane is coming, this is not a joke. The mayor of D.C. and other city officials were also not informed of the feared attack that never happened.
President.
One official calls it the toughest recruiting climate ever faced by the all-volunteer army.
Gee, do you think?
For some reason, America's young people are not clamoring for a chance to play the Middle East lottery. So now the Army's allowing recruits to sign up for just 15 months of active duty instead of the usual four-year enlistment.
Yeah, go over there and maybe die in 15 months.
Yeah, and listen, isn't the deal that, aren't there like millions of stories now with guys that signed up for like a two-year hitch or a three-year hitch and the government saved them? Well, guess what? You can't leave.
Yeah, right. We're not done.
So if you got like it's like buying a car. If you got a car with a 15-month lease, then you got to take the car back.
They're forcing you to stay in.
Yeah, right.
Just because you're in the military.
Now, this 15-month deal is a test offer. If it works in 10 pilot cities, the rest of the country will follow. Recruiting will actually be suspended for one day this month for a come-to-Jesus meeting with the recruiters who've gotten embarrassingly aggressive. How far will Army recruiters go to recruit just one more soldier?
Let me hear.
A 17-year-old boy in Arvada, Colorado, wanted to know, and he hadn't even read that the Army had fallen nearly 7,000 troops short of its recruiting goal last month.
Yeah.
Because he's an honor student who works on the school paper, David McSwain's just the kind of guy the Army's looking for. Then he told the recruiter the bad news.
What's that?
He doesn't have his high school diploma yet. No problem, said the recruiter. It's on the tape David recorded when they spoke. The recruiter told him to make a phony diploma, quoting the recruiter,
thank you!
Like Faith Hill Baptist School or something. He told the boy how he could do this online. Then David told another recruiter about a phony drug problem, marijuana, quoting that recruiter, nothing serious then. The Army says it's conducting a full investigation. Recruiters do not get punished if they don't meet their goals. They just get rewarded if they do.
Well, why don't we just... I mean, this is not going to be politically correct, but why don't we just get all the homeless people? Why don't we just get, like, a big truck, get the homeless people?
Are they going to be our best soldiers?
I don't know where you do it. I don't know how you do it. Every single week, you come up with another brilliant idea.
Yeah, but you get all the homeless people.
That's incredible.
And you put them in the uniforms, and let's face it. Well, in a lot of cases, we're sending our guys and girls over there. They, you know, they're not all coming back.
I've got another idea. Why don't we just pull the hell out? Once and for all, it ain't working.
Oh,
it's not going to work.
Now you're crazy.
I know. See, what? I come up with it. You talk sense.
Yeah.
I come up with this wacky harebrained
scheme.
There you
are. That's right. How do we get out of it? Mike, there's not an exit strategy, so I say let's get the homeless involved.
Yeah. And
there you are. You've made me come around again.
And we can save money. We can pay them with shopping carts.
No, we don't pay them.
There seem to be a lot of loose ones around.
We don't pay them.
Not even a shopping cart?
Feed them.
Only the generals get shopping carts.
The generals of the homeless army.
Salute!
In Houston, another recruiter's in trouble for threatening to have a potential recruit arrested if he failed to show up at a meeting. The guy wasn't even in the service yet. He was going to have him arrested for not showing. There's a voicemail to back up that accusation.
Why, Mike?
Hi,
Billy Big Voice. There he is.
20-year-old recruit says he was scared.
Oh, Buzz?
Yes.
Hold on,
Doug.
No need to stop. Let's just see if we give away a trip to Las Vegas here.
Take him a trip.
Someone is hopefully listening to the whole show today. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, hello.
Well, hello there. What is your name?
It's Mikkel.
Hi, Mikkel. Where are you from?
Baltimore.
Right on. Listening on Live 105, I hope.
I turned it down, but yes.
You were listening to the whole show today?
Absolutely.
Very simple question. Approximately, don't need the exact time, but approximately, how long did we start the show today and leave Buzz's microphone turned off?
33 minutes.
That's pretty close, isn't it?
No, it was, Buzz is holding up the number there, Mike. That's a little high. Too much.
Or a little low.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Mike, how you doing, guys?
Hi, listen, what's your name?
Shane.
Hey, Shane, where are you from?
Carl from Baltimore.
Okay, another guy from Baltimore. Same question. How long did we have the show going today without Buzz's microphone being turned on?
24 minutes.
Bingo!
Winner. All right.
Winner!
That's a winner. Now, see, the other guy, it's like the Price is Right. He went over the
He was close.
He was close.
Yeah. Buzz was over there holding up the big sign 24
seconds. 24, because Buzz remembered every minute of that.
Not that I was counting.
Because they're 24 saddest moments of my life I can never forget.
Listen, you'll get over it, my friend, when you're on your way to Las Vegas. Enjoy today's Vacation Today giveaway to Las Vegas from Independence Air, official airline of the Don and Mike Show, now flying to the West Coast, Seattle, San Diego, San Francisco, Los Angeles. Get your Happy Bags game tag today. FlyEye.com. Thank you for listening, and have a great time in Las Vegas.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks. And when you're in Vegas, check out our station, which is Spike Radio for Guys.
Very good.
That's our station in Vegas. And now, once again, here's Buzz.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Tom Sizemore. Actor Tom Sizemore got caught using one. The Vikings' Ontario Smith got caught carrying one. It's called the Wizinator. Device purchased on the internet to help people cheat on drug screening urine tests.
Do you remember when this story originally came up with Tom Sizemore?
Yes.
And we went on the web to that Wizinator site.
Looked it up.
That is maybe the funniest website you will ever see.
And with their slogan, nobody beats the Wizinator.
I mean, it's hilariously funny because the male appendage
it's
so fake.
It's totally fake, and it's meant to look real. Somebody's observing you.
Yeah.
Here we are.
And now Congress wants to outlaw the Wizinator and all the other products used to help people.
Hi there. How are you?
It's Friday the 13th.
I love this
Just
song.
Continue, Buzz. This all is right. just going to go on in the background.
Congress wants to maybe outlaw that product and all the other products to help people provide what's known as a clean sample. Congressional subcommittees voted to subpoena the owner of the company that makes the device. along with the owners of companies that make pills and beverages that claim to cleanse the system of drugs. The owner of one of those companies has already said he'll cooperate with the lawmakers' investigation because he says he doesn't think he's doing anything wrong.
This Real World Minute brought to you by GymSource.
There is, in fact, a theme emerging here. More news about men's things when we come back.
Okay, Buzz, thank you. We will be this right after that.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
At your service.
WKRK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Just think of all the good they've done. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Think of all the babies we've killed.
I thought it was going to
Our website is Don and Mike website. .com.
Yeah. Go on there and pick up a mug.
Yeah. Get a mug.
Get the creepy mug.
The creepy mug with me and Mike's face on it. I'll tell you a creepier mug. I was watching Regis and Kelly, as I do every day, because I am
homo
like that. They were in Disney World, and they were drinking out of mugs that were the bottom half of Mickey's body.
Oh, my God.
So they had little legs on them. And you know, it was like his red pants that he wears.
Right, right.
So Kelly picked it up and started drinking, and Regis said, "Well, that looks like Mickey's pants." And she said, "It is Mickey's pants. It's a coffee mug."
Right.
And he picked it up and said, "Well, I'll have some, too." And he sipped his from the front. And this is why she's so funny. She says to him, "Reg, turn it around or people are going to talk."
Did he get it?
She's great.
No.
No, that's of course not. And he doesn't get the joke.
Oh, he's great.
No, he didn't. But my point is, as ridiculous as Regis Philbin looked, drinking out of the front of Mickey Mouse's pants,
right,
you look more ridiculous drinking with me and Mike's big ugly faces on a coffee mug.
So grab one right now.
Amen.
Now, men's things in the news. In Laramie, Wyoming, two young men were convicted yesterday on obscenity charges after making a phallic snow sculpture that showed no signs of melting. Angry townsfolk destroyed the frosty appendage when the 19 and 20-year-olds were arrested. And they didn't take kindly to the talking penis that did stand-up on a public access channel in Grand Rapids, Michigan, stand-up comedy.
Hey, I want to tell you.
Even though the host only told clean jokes, the puppeteer has just been convicted on obscenity charges.
Here's the penis. Hello.
Hello!
There he is.
Lost his free speech argument. Quoting him.
Can you hear us, penis?
I'm here!
Yeah, there he is.
You can hear. Quoting him, "We asked them in court, why don't you prosecute Schindler's List? It has nudity." And they said to me, "You're no Steven Spielberg." The 47-year-old puppet master is a father of five.
A puppet master.
And, well,
hey, penis, where do you go?
Ah, well, he put up that sign in the bathroom.
Oh, you go to the bathroom.
There he is. Gotcha.
While we're on the subject of wieners, police in South Carolina are looking for a big one. Quoting a Rock Hill lieutenant, it's tough to hide a 10-foot weenie. The hot dog was a big aluminum sign for a Frankfurter stand. The owner of Ebenezer's Grill bought it a year and a half ago, put it on his roof. When he showed up for work Wednesday morning, the wiener was gone. Lloyd's thinking about offering a reward, quoting him, I just want my weenie back.
Be realistic, Rick.
That's right. And the sculpture of a woman's open legs reaches 17 feet into the air in a once quiet neighborhood in Henderson, North Carolina.
Oh, you know what we call that?
What?
We call that the Julie Fullman.
That sculpture.
Oh, man. That's...
Happy birthday, Julie.
Happy birthday, Julie.
Oh, is it her birthday?
It was today or yesterday.
Oh, I didn't know.
And if she's listening right now, maybe she's driving downtown to have like her eighth martini. Happy birthday, Julie.
That sculpture with a neatly trimmed bush as its centerpiece has got people talking. It's the artwork of contractor Ricky Pierce, who spent 3 years on what he says was the inspiration of Marilyn Monroe. Some folks are okay with the sculpture, quoting one homeowner, I think he did a really great job, but quoting another, what is it insinuating to kids? Quoting the artist, if they learned a little bit more about this and stayed away from drugs, they'd be better off. The district attorney says he could prosecute, but that he has more important crimes to pursue.
Ah, the things we worry about in this country.
Julie Fullman's gigantic legs.
Besides, the sculpture brings sightseers from across the country. It's located on Henderson's Welcome Avenue, and if a giant pair of woman's legs doesn't say welcome, I don't know what does. Finally, House Majority Leader Tom DeLay has accepted trips from lobbyists. One of those lobbyists is accused of cheating Native American Indian tribes out of millions of dollars. Last night, conservatives honored Tom DeLay at a dinner, accusing Democrats of having, quote, no class. Since DeLay's being investigated for these ethics violations, the tributes have to be squeezed in quickly. Consider it a head start. In Colorado Springs, that's all the electronics store shoplifter wanted. He told the clerks he had to steal that TV that he was ordered to by someone threatening to kill his mother. And on his way out the door, he asked the clerks for a 10-second head start. He did not get away. All crooks want a head start. Not all of them get one.
Now, did you make that one up, Buzz?
All true.
All true. You promise?
I promise.
On your vomit stain?
I stake my life on it.
Okay.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No, not now. No,
yes,
no,
Mike,
no.
Yes, now. We're going to play this song now because Party Month. Who are those people?
They're my dates.